Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 824 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Ashley, but before we get to her question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks. They help you with everything related to your business finances, from keeping track of your income, your expenses, and also invoicing. And that's what's really cool about them. So if you do any invoicing, like you're a coach or you do consultant work or anything like that, if you do any billing of any kind, FreshBooks makes it incredibly simple to offer an invoice to somebody and also get paid. I've used them for the last year or so with invoicing, and it's great. You can create one in less than 30 seconds. You can actually even keep track of who has yet to open the invoice after you send it to them, which is great for follow-up. So check it out. You can actually check it out for free for 30 days by going to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right, now here's today's question from Ashley.
Hi, Pat. This is Ashley. I'm starting a podcast to coincide with my blog, todaysenon.com. My podcast will mainly be interviews. So my question is, what is your advice for somebody just starting out to seek and secure new people to interview? Thanks, Pat.
Hey, Ashley, thanks so much for the question. I appreciate it. Congrats on the new podcast. In terms of securing people for an interview, first, what I would do is actually make a list of all the people you want to interview. Just kind of brainstorm. Go out there and find people who would be a great complement to the kind of content that you want to share. You know, that's what I like to offer in terms of how to find the right people to interview, because it's always going to be about, okay, well, what messages do I want to share with my audience? What kind of value do I want to bring to them? What kinds of things do they need help on? And then from there, deciding, okay, well, these are the people who can help me deliver that kind of message. These are the people who have that value to share who I can then interview. In terms of reaching out, it's going to be difficult at first if you're just starting out because you don't have a podcast yet, right? Or you are just starting out and a lot of people are like, oh, well, you know, I want to wait till you have more listeners and things like that, which is totally understandable, right? Like, people's time is really important. But here's what I would do to increase the chances that you're going to get interviews. So if you're looking at somebody to interview who is a well-known person, you can start with the ones who have books or have been guests on other podcasts or who have their own podcast and reach out to them. I would actually initiate a conversation via social media at first and then follow up with them via email. That way, when you send them an email, it's not just a cold email out of nowhere. You've actually connected with them in some way, shape, or form in you know, the Twitter sphere or the Facebook land. So that's what I would recommend, just so that that email is not completely cold. Also, if during that sort of initial reach out process, you can actually provide value to them in some way, that obviously will open up the door for you when you have an ask of yourself and make it more likely that a person will say yes. But also because you're selecting somebody that has a book or maybe they have a product coming out soon, those are people that are typically more likely to say yes because they want to get in front of people and promote their thing. From there, you can then name drop. So after you have those well-known people on your list and those episodes come out, you can then reach out to other people who may not be so frequent on the podcasting sphere and have them see that, well, you've interviewed people like them or high up like them. So, wow, you have some authority. And through association, they're likely going to be or more likely going to say yes. Now, the other thing I want to say is you don't necessarily need to always interview, and I actually wouldn't recommend always interviewing just top-level players. I would actually recommend interviewing B-listers, if you will, if you want to call them that. And I don't want to say that in sort of a degrading kind of way, but the people who are up and coming, if you will, and even interviewing people who you've helped already. Some of my most popular interviews on the Smart Passive Income podcast Smart Passive Income podcast are ones where the interviews with somebody who's never been heard of before, who is simply just a person who was listening to the show one day and had done something and had amazing success, like Shane and Jocelyn Sams in episode 122. And, you know, I've interviewed several other people since then that are listeners of the show. And those tend to be the ones that people can relate to the most. And as a result, they're the ones that people love. Because, you know, when you think about it, sometimes the best education comes from not somebody who is 10 light years ahead of you, who may be speaking in a language that you can't even understand, or who's just so far out of reach that it just is almost depressing sometimes, but it's somebody who is just maybe 2 steps ahead of you or 3 steps ahead of you because they had just gone through the same process that you're going through right now. Those people can be the most inspirational to interview and the most motivating too. And then a person listening on the other end, they're going to see a person who's just like them, but again, just a few steps ahead. So that's a great way to really fill out your interview calendar, if you will, your content calendar there, because those people are going to be more likely to say yes, especially if you've helped them in some way, because they're going to want to pay you back in return by coming on the show. They'll be less likely to say no, that's for sure. But then they're going to talk you up. They're going to make you look great. So Ashley, if you have anybody that you've helped, anybody that maybe has left a testimonial for a product that you had or has sent you an email saying thank you for something that you've taught them, why don't you invite them on the show and have them and feature them? That's a great way to add clout, a great way to build authority, a great way to in a non-aggressive way, have your brand be heightened. And also it's just fun, you know, and inspiring for you as the interviewer to see that you're having this impact on your people. So Ashley, hope this helps you in terms of scheduling these interviews, you know, making sure it's clear in the lines of communication how these interviews are going to be held, when they're going to be held. You might want to use a tool called Calendly to help set up these interviews. That way it's really easy and quick for people to understand, okay, well, when are you free or when are they free? The communication efforts when setting up a podcast interview can sometimes be quite cumbersome because of just the back and forth and people's schedule. And again, like I said, everybody's busy. But Calendly can help quite a bit. And then also making sure that they know, you know, where to connect to you or where to connect to you, like on Skype, for example, what the username is. And again, making sure it's on your calendar and the time zones are correct, all those sorts of things. Again, making sure that you just, again, don't be scared to do that initial reach out, because what's the worst that can happen if you reach out? Oh, well, they just might say no, and that's not so bad. So take that jump and ask around. Ashley, thank you so much for your question. I really appreciate it. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day and the week by D.L. Moody. And that quote is, "If I take care of my character, my reputation will take care of itself." Cheers, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Please subscribe if you haven't already. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income Podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income Podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.